He's going to take it himself for a championship.
Wow. A double play wins it for Brady.
Turn it to the end zone. What a catch.
This broadcast is a production of the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Welcome back to Peters Township's AHN Arena, as we will have for you the WPIAL 3A consolation between Bethel Park and Franklin Regional. Up for grabs in this matchup will be not only third place in the WPIL, but also the third and final berth into the PIAA State Team Tournament. Today's broadcast on the WJPA Sports Network is being presented by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County, by the Day Insurance Agency on East Maiden Street, Washington, on Main Street Hickory, online, dayinsurance.com. By Sarah's Candies, supporting Pennsylvania Wrestling for over 50 years. By Washington Green County Chapter, Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame, celebrating our region's rich athletic tradition. By First Federal Savings and Loan of Green County, people you know, people you can trust. By Washington and Jefferson College, where changemakers get their start. Log on, washjeff.edu. By CNX Dreamfields, making your dream field come true. By Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation and Advanced Surgical Hospital. And by Washington Financial Bank. Download the app and bank like Frank at washfin.bank. We'll take a look at the lineup here between these two. Again, it's Bethel Park and Franklin Regional. The WPIAL consolation coming your way here on the WJPA Sports Network. And it is all presented by CNX Foundation.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Hi, I'm Scott Day from the Day Insurance Agency here in Washington. When was the last time you reviewed your homeowner's policy? In recent years, the price of homeowner's insurance has gone up dramatically. In fact, some companies have raised their rates by as much as 35% in the last year. If you haven't reviewed your coverage lately, now is the time. You might be surprised at how much you can save. Call us at 724-228-3448. Visit us online at dayinsurance.com or stop by one of our offices in Washington or Hickory.
For over 50 years, Sarah's Candies has been an avid supporter of Pennsylvania Wrestling. Hi, I'm Athena Sarris, and over the years, we've helped thousands of groups and organizations raise money to purchase band uniforms, playground and sports equipment, and more. Call Sarah's Candies today to see how your group can easily earn money to support your cause. Call 1-800-255-7771. That's 1-800-255-7771. Or visit our website, sarahscandies.com.
Welcome back. We'll give you the rundown here of the lineups. I'm Jason Tennant, by the way, and he's Bobby Fox, and we'll be hearing from him in, throughout the match. He's going to be having the call for you here for the consolation round. I'll run down the weight classes. We should be beginning at 127 pounds, I would assume. I haven't seen that officially anywhere, but assuming we'll begin at 127 pounds. And this is the way it runs down. Franklin Regional will weigh in Chase Smith, Tyler Capusta, or Roman Valero at 127. And for Bethel Park, it will be Dior Islamov or Seth Miller. At 133 pounds, Franklin Regional has Dom Kalazy, Ethan Liu, or Nico Sarnik. And for Bethel Park, it's Mason Kernan. At 139 pounds, no one weighed in for Franklin Regional. Bethel Park will have Aiden Stout. At 145, Cohen Bucciacone, Luke Ankney, or Nolan Pokel for Franklin Regional. Bethel Park counters with Ian Bischelli, Ethan Higgins, or Zach Mingo. At 152, Ethan Cartwright for Franklin Regional. No one weighed in at 152. For Bethel Park, they will have the ability to bump up. At 160 pounds, plenty of options for Franklin Regional. Joe Polizzi, Jordan Perks, Dominic Lombardozzi, Gunnar Perez, and Ryder Perez. And 160 for Bethel Park is Maxime Miller or Corden McConnell. At 172, it is Ben Hartman or Henry Patz for Franklin Regional. Hunter Gates for Bethel Park. At 189, Troy McClellan for Franklin Regional. Bethel Park counters with A.J. Tomano or Ryan Walsh. At 215, Eli Dougherty or Giuliano Marion for Franklin Regional. For Bethel Park, it's Landon Hartman or Ali Yassin. And at 285, no one weighs in for Franklin Regional. Bethel Park has Michael Gibson. Making the turn to 107, Titus Colangelo for Franklin Regional. Either Oz Alsadi or Jaden Palombine for Bethel Park. At 114, Michael Ruane for Franklin Regional. Bethel Park counters with Pierce Reinhardt or Jonah Stearman. And finally at 121, it is Sal Nassif for Franklin Regional. Colton Fisher for Bethel Park.
We'll Jason.
Go ahead, Bobby.
Sorry, just real quick. You just confirming your assumption. We are starting at 127.
Very good, and we will have that bout coming up here very shortly on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
This is Coach Guy Monicalva for the Washington Greene County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame, here to invite you to become a member of our chapter and help celebrate the stories of these outstanding athletes, coaches, and teams. For just $10, you'll have the opportunity to vote for respected athletes, coaches, and teams of yesteryear as we recognize these sports figures for their contributions to our rich athletic tradition. We're the Washington Greene County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame. Find us online or hit us up on Facebook and be a part of something exceptional.
Fallen in love with a house? Head over heels for a home plan? Take the plunge and apply for a mortgage loan with First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County. Still feeling commitment shy? Complete a mortgage pre-qualification. It's simple, 100% online, and you'll get a personalized answer within one business day. Apply anytime online at ffgc.bank. First Federal Savings and Loan Association of Greene County. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 458-729.
And the two wrestlers out there ready to go here at 127 pounds, Bobby Fox.
Thank you very much, Jason. It's Seth Miller for Bethel Park taking on Tyler Capusta of Franklin Regional. And Capusta may be in a bit of a foul mood after he was defeated by Kai Vielma, the freshman from Connellsville, last match in a win that went a long way to the Falcons facing Trinity in the championship match. As Miller shoots in, reshot try by Capusta, as Capusta goes heavy on the hips, breaks the grip, spins around, takedown for Tyler Capusta.
Oh boy,
Capusta slaps on a cradle, and this one may be it. Miller trying to rock his way out of it. He's got 26 seconds. We learned this last round. Consolation matches, 1 minute first period. Capusta, 37 second fall. It's 6-0 Franklin Regional. We'll be back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by
CNX Foundation.
Thank you.
Leaders today at Washington and Jefferson College. Visit WNJ to learn about our scholarships, leadership, and professional readiness opportunities. Talk with professors, coaches, and students. Schedule your campus visit today, in person or online, to explore all we have to offer. WNJ, your future, founded here. Visit washjeff.edu/visit to learn more. That's washjeff.edu/visit.
Going to 133 pounds, we saw one of the big guns for Franklin Regional. We're going to get the same for Bethel Park. Mason Kernan will take on Chase Smith at 133 for Franklin Regional. And Kernan quickly with the takedown. So you give up the fall if you're Bethel Park, but now you have a chance to get it right back with Kernan. Kernan, his second takedown in the first 20 seconds, and he's looking for a roll-through tilt. And he's got it into that bar. Kernan's not going to get the fall here. He'll pick up three near fall, go up 7-1.
Bethel Park 11-2 now after that loss to Trinity in the semifinals, coming into this matchup 11-2 on the year.
Went down to the final weight class. Did that one. 9 seconds to go, first period. 7-2 lead for Mason Kernan of Bethel Park. Nice late single leg shot. Trying to finish this as time expires. Smith just hanging out around the waist. They are going to award two. And it'll be a 9-2 lead for Mason Kernan. Go to the second.
Mason Kernan, the senior here from Bethel Park, comes into this one with a mark of, I'm assuming that's one shy. I'm guessing 26-3, assuming he got a win against his counterpart in the Trinity match.
Yeah, because he beat Blake Greener.
That's
that
right.
That was another of the great matches today. That may have been the best one of the whole thing.
So 26-3 on the year is Kernan.
He's got a 9-2 lead here as we're underway. Second period, working up on top is Mason Kernan.
Something else we didn't really discuss, but Franklin Regional, that was their first loss of the season. They were 18-0 coming into that.
That's a good point. Yeah, because they were the top seed.
Right. No, Franklin Regional, I'm saying. Trinity was the top seed.
Oh, that's right.
But Franklin Regional.
They were the two. Are the two.
Franklin Regional undefeated on the year, no more. Courtesy of the Connellsville Falcons.
Yeah, that turned into a great match, too. Looked like Connellsville may win it easily. Got out to the fast start. Franklin Regional came back. Got some big wins, some really nice work manipulating the lineup. Long-range shot by Kernan, caught by Smith. Her head coaches, Matt Leiby for Franklin Regional. And Tyler Nauman for Bethel Park. Pitt fans are certainly familiar with Tyler Nauman.
Absolutely.
Nice low leg shot by Smith. Trying to suck this thing in. Good job by Kernan to just circle and turn it into two for himself. And it's 11-3. He's already in bonus point range.
And Smith is not exactly a slouch. He's got 13 wins on the year. But he's run into a buzzsaw here at Mason Kernan.
Not too many slouches here in Peters Township's AHN Arena today.
No, you're right.
But then you see the really high-level matches as we get to the individual season as Kernan has turned Smith. Good job by Smith to bridge. Referee holding three, so it's effectively 14-3. Now it's official. 15 seconds to go, second period. Kernan down to 5 seconds. And he'll take that big lead to the third. 14-3. Choice belongs to Kernan. He's going to go down. Now they did, remember we had the problems with the anklets last match?
Right.
Now they've got one red anklet and one green anklet.
Well, in this one, it makes sense that they gave Bethel Park the red. I mean, with the
orange.
Even though it's orange, but usually they kind of lean that way for a single. It makes it a lot more easily identifiable.
Kernan trying to mule kick out. And a stall call on Smith. Good call. Smith was literally getting drug around the mat by Mason Kernan. Restart. Kernan to his feet. Now a nice crab ride in by Smith, but he's going to lose it. They come to their feet. No escape awarded yet to Kernan. There's the one. Make it 15-3. Duck under try by Smith, but a reshot by Kernan is going to make it 17-3. Cut him loose.
One more takedown will do it.
Yep. 17-4. Out of bounds. Neutral. So Mason Kernan trying to open the scoring for Bethel Park. Shot by Smith. Got in on a pretty good single leg here. But Kernan just too strong. Pulls the upper body in. 19-4 Tech fall in 3:47. We'll take a break. We'll be back. This is the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
My Dream Field has a scoreboard with a giant TV. My dream field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My dream field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Going up to 139 here in the third place match, AAA, Aiden Stout of Bethel Park taking on Dom Calazy of Franklin Regional.
We didn't see Calazy wrestle, did we?
I don't think so. Let me check my notebook here. No, we did not.
Yeah, because Viyama went against Capusta, who bumped up, and it was Sarnik who bumped up to 39. So, no, we did not see Calazy.
So, first look at him against Aiden Stout. Approaching halfway through this first period, out of bounds with 31 seconds remaining. Again, winner of this one, there's a lot on the line here. Winner of this one goes to the PIAA AAA team tournament.
Absolutely. There will be that, and if I'm not mistaken, I'll have to look at the bracket. Usually, unless something has changed this year, that third place team in AAA
gets the City League champion.
Goes against the City League champion, and usually that's just.
Yeah, no disrespect to.
Yeah, right. It's a little different in 2A. In 2A, you know, it's kind of a hard road to get to Hersey, even you know, once you qualify.
Right.
You typically have to go up against the District 10,
District
you know,
6,
whatever like it that, is, yeah. Something like that, where you're gonna face a quality opponent. In AAA, if you make the top three, yeah, you're probably going to go to Hersey, but you got to go take care of the City League first, whether
right.
it be Carrick or whoever it may be.
So 0-0 after a good scramble between Calazy and Stout right there at the end. Start of the second period, Stout on top, riding. 6-5 lead for Franklin Regional very early on, thanks to the fall by Tyler Capusta.
Dom Calazy, a senior for this Franklin Regional team this season with a record of 14-10, and for the Blackhawks, Aiden Stout, a junior, his record of 14-6 on the season.
So fairly even records yep. between these two. To a camel stand comes Calazy. Stout, though, kind of working that rear waist. Now breaking Calazy down is Stout. Very different feel to these matches than we had in 2A with the there were forfeits to take into consideration. Not so here. These teams can fill them up. A nice ride here by Stout as Calazy hasn't been able to mount a whole lot in terms of getting out of this with 20 seconds remaining in the second period. Battle of Allegheny County for third place. Meanwhile, it's the Tri-County area of southwestern PA with Fayette County and Washington County over on the Peters Township mat for the title.
Battle of the Royal Blue and White as well.
All right. Go to the second. Scoreless. Great ride by Stout. And, Jason, I think that's kind of reflective of, with a few exceptions, of wrestling in the area. It's not always the big city schools that are the best.
Right.
Lift and a return by Calazy. And there's an escape for Stout, our first point of the bout. Now a good shot in by Stout. Got that Left leg shelved, kicks out the back leg, and it's a 3-0 lead for Aiden Stout. First takedown of this bout. Final bout of the day for Jason Tennant and myself. Number four.
That's right. Four out of four.
Right. On this Saturday.
Happy to have you along. If you're watching on the NFHS Network, you're hearing our audio. You can also find us on WJPA.com as part of the WJPA Sports Network.
Here in this opening weekend of February. Hard to believe. 40 seconds to go, and Jason Aiden Stout's looked really good.
Yes, he has.
Not flashy, just really tough, very sound. Got this crab ride in here along the edge.
Very workmanlike. He's getting the job done.
All right, nice job to chin back on Calaise. He just ran out of mat, which is not hard to do on this mat. We did get confirmation from one John Guth that, yes, this mat is smaller.
No, he was asking me.
Well, that's true. Roll through try by Calaise, and again, Stout just stays velcroed to the top. He is really tough, that top riding position. Down to 10. And Aiden Stout. Stout put in almost 4 minutes of riding time in that match. And he takes it 3-0 over Dom Calaise. We'll be back to the WPIL AAA consolation match on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
In sports and in life, accidents happen, and sometimes people get hurt. The doctors at Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation specialize in orthopedic surgery, joint replacement, foot and ankle reconstruction, hand and upper extremity surgery, sports medicine and rehabilitation, and game time medical services, with main offices near CONSOL Energy Park and offices in Waynesburg, Charleroi, McMurray, and on Vanadium Road near St. Clair Hospital. You can count on Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation.
145 pounds, Luke Ankeny for Franklin Regional, Ian Bocelli of Bethel Park, and Jason, I don't think we saw Luke Ankeny
in
the
not.
First match either,
no,
did we?
No, we did not.
So seeing some new faces for Franklin Regional.
That was Cohen Bucciacone, who wrestled at 145 pounds in the semis.
And it's Luke Ankeny picking up the takedown. By the way, too, did Connellsville change singlets? Weren't they in blue and white last time? Now they're in all white?
Yeah, I've seen, and Trinity had a different one out there, too. So maybe some guys are mixing it up here for the championship.
Got to show off the wardrobe. Now Ankeny on top. We're trying to work a power half on Bocelli. Lost it. Bocelli was starting to scoot around, but nice job by Ankeny to readjust. Now roll by Bocelli. And a round of applause from the Franklin Regional faithful as Ankeny gets the takedown and then rides out the rest of that shortened first period to take a 2-0 lead.
Junior Ankeny wrestling just his second season with Franklin Regional. As a freshman, he wrestled for Fox Chapel.
Oh, okay.
16-9 on this year is Ankeny.
The Fox has also made the team tournament this year.
Ian Bocelli, meanwhile, a freshman for the Blackhawks, near 500 mark, 8-9 coming into today.
Well, he's looking to turn Ankeny here from that top position. I'll tell you what, if he could have caught the chin on that exchange, he may have put him right on his back. But instead, he's going to throw a couple of cross faces in there, is Bocelli. He never really went through the team bracket for AAA.
The pregames have been abbreviated, to say the least.
Bocelli got those legs in deep. Trying to do something here with Ankeny. Ankeny with a 2-0 lead from that first period takedown. Bocelli's just been riding this second period. Still got those boots in deep. Down to 52 seconds, second period. Stalemate. Bethel Park beat North Hills 39-15, then beat North Allegheny 26-19 to reach Peters Township. Franklin Regional beat Pine Richland 42-27 and then beat Latrobe 38-24. That was a good win. As Ankeny finally gets the escape and will go up 3-0. Good ride by Bocelli. Out of bounds. Stalling on Bocelli, and amazingly, he agrees with the official. How many times do you see wrestlers agree with the officials on a stall call?
Especially on a stall.
Yep. You said Bocelli's a freshman, right?
Yes.
Put together pretty good for a ninth grader. Out of bounds. Are they going to do it again? No. See, when you're nice to the ref, you don't get called again right away.
Right.
Now shot in by Bocelli. Nice job just trying to switch from that single. Ankeny able to come up through the crotch. And they're going to end up giving the takedown to Ankeny. Nice job by the junior. Turning a good shot from Ian Bocelli into his second takedown, and it's 5-0. Off the start for the third period. Ankeny working with that 5-0 lead. He's got legs in, and he's looking for the power half initially. Now he's just got the forearm in the back of the net, trying to break him down and work a half Nelson on the far side. To his feet comes Bocelli. Out of bounds. Off the restart. Ankeny throws the legs in again, breaks Bocelli down, and now looking to pull that knee up near the ear was Ankeny. Now Ankeny with Bocelli broken down once again. Ankeny's been really good with the legs from top. And he's been able to control Ian Bocelli.
And looking to give Franklin Regional the lead back. They lost it after the Aiden Stout decision, but a chance to regain the lead here with Luke Ankeny.
Bocelli needs to get active on the bottom. In danger, not only in danger of getting stall call, but he's got 5 points he's got to make up in 30 seconds. And there is the stall on Bocelli. Puts Ankeny up 6-0. Looks like Luke Ankeny is going to, in fact, give the lead back to Franklin Regional as we're down to about 13 seconds. Bocelli to his feet, rolled out of bounds by Ankeny. Bocelli to his feet quickly, trying to peel the hands. That'll do it. Luke Ankeny is going to give the lead back to Franklin Regional with a 6-0 win, 9-8 Franklin Regional. This is the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Frank from Washington Financial Bank here. I may be stuck in the 70s, but did you know you can manage your moolah right from your computer or device with Washington Financial Bank's app? You can deposit, transfer, and even pay your bills from the convenience of home. So much for apps being just fondue and pigs in a blanket. Bank with Frank and see how far community banking has come at Washington Financial Bank.
Bank with Frank and see how far community banking has come at Washington Financial Bank. Washington Financial Bank, member FDIC.
Going up to 152 pounds, Ethan Higgins of Bethel Park taking on Cohen Buccicone of Franklin Regional. We saw Bucciacone earlier. Big takedown there by Ethan Higgins as he hoists Bucciacone by that single leg into the air and gets the takedown. Bucciacone, you don't see that often. He slides into the referee's position. Bucciacone was defeated by 14-1 major decision at 145 against Connellsville's Evan Petrovich. And Higgins. Getting a lot more of this outstanding riding ability from these two teams. We've seen it all day.
Higgins 18-8 mark on the year. Finished not good enough to get to Hershey last year, but did get a sixth place medal.
Okay.
At Doug Tiles.
So no slouch. And now he's gonna shoot the half here. I think he overshot it a little bit.
Bucciacone, the freshman that we saw in the semifinals, had a 15-9 mark coming into today's action. I'm assuming it's now 15-10 because I don't think those are recorded in here yet.
So a takedown and a right out for Ethan Higgins in the first period. Has him in the driver's seat right now, up 2-0. Bucciacone's choice. He's going to go down. And surprisingly, Higgins just lets him up without much resistance. Now, nice shot by Bucciacone. Couldn't quite finish it on the single. He is going to try to come out of this with a 2-on-1 Russian tie. Working the elbow. Nice job to transition to a low ankle, but they're out of bounds. It's nice chain wrestling there from Bucciacone.
Yep.
Big height differential between these two as Higgins fires in from long range. Boy, Bucciacone really pushing the action here in the second period. Franklin Regional, as we've heard so many times from all the fans in the arena today, that stall call ringing out.
Ethan Higgins is very long compared here to Bucciacone.
Just about halfway through the second period. 2-1 lead for Higgins. Nice reshot try on Bucciacone. Lost his balance. And that's going to allow Higgins to pick up his second takedown, make it 4-1.
Yeah, they don't get much easier than that. He was off balance, able to just come around behind and get control.
Just wanted to look at something here. Bucciacone coming in at 142. Higgins at 146. So they're actually both bumped up. Wade in at 145. 4-1 lead for Higgins.
Higgins had that hard cross face. I thought he was going to get Bucciacone going over to his back here, but Bucciacone not giving yet.
Down to 14 in the second period. Looks like Ethan Higgins is going to take a 4-1 lead to the third. Over the freshman, Cohen Bucciacone, Franklin Regional. Bethel Park, the 4 seed. Franklin Regional, the 2. Higgins starts in the down position. Roll try by Higgins. Bucciacone stays with him as they go out of bounds.
It's a little surprising to me. Just, you know, I'm obviously not part of the committee that Franklin Regional was actually the 2, Collinsville the 3. I kind of thought it might have been. But, I mean, you do have to take into consideration the undefeated record. But
right.
There was a lot of worry. There was even talk that Collinsville might be a contender for the top seed with Trinity. So, I mean, it was, you know, either way they're going to meet.
Right.
2 versus 3 in the semis anyway, but
The Triple
A. It wasn't a shock to me that Connellsville beat Franklin Regional, put it that way.
Triple A pretty balanced at the top, as it typically is. But Bucciacone, at the last second, snags that ankle to keep Higgins from getting away, and then he kind of stumbled out of bounds. They're going to call stalling on Bucciacone as he lost his balance. ...4-1 lead for Higgins. Tell you what, just with how long Higgins is, it might be tough for Bucciacone to even turn him. He may be 1-2. That's got to be stalling.
Yeah.
Just they don't call him.
Just dropping down on the ankle.
Yep. Now, they called it before, right?
Yeah.
Didn't call it there. Again, just dropping down on the leg on Higgins is Bucciacone, but... And I can understand the frustration that Higgins isn't getting a stall call in his favor, but Bucciacone is the one that's behind. He's right. Got to figure out some way to mount some offenses. Right now, Higgins is looking for a reversal and looking to put Bucciacone on his back. But yeah. Now, Bucciacone bellies down.
I'm just hanging on to that leg.
Yeah. There's the reversal. Higgins goes up 6-1.
Still, for Bucciacone, that was better case than almost getting put on his back there in that reversal, which was
right.
Looked like that's the way it may be heading.
Down to 20. Looks like Bethel Park is going to retake the lead in this back-and-forth match. And that'll do it. Ethan Higgins, your winner, 6-1 over Cohen Bucciacone. And Bethel Park ahead 11-9. We'll be back on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
At Penn West University, we're making college make sense again for people who maybe thought college wasn't the answer. We're making college practical with programs tied to in-demand jobs that prepare you for success right away. We're making college accessible by breaking down barriers and offering more choices. We're making college approachable with faculty who understand where you're coming from and help you get where you're going. At Penn West, we're making college valuable again for people just like you. Learn more at pennwest.edu.
Another freshman for Franklin Regional, Ethan Cartwright. At 160 pounds, he has got Corden McDonnell of Bethel Park.
See that weigh-in sheet?
Sure. There you go. Okay. Last time we saw Ethan Cartwright, he won 7-2 at 152 pounds for Connellsville. For Franklin Regional over Connellsville's Colton Turek. Not much going on through the first 45 seconds here. Down to 6. Now a late shot. Can he finish it? Guzman hoisted up in the air. Look at Cartwright just kind of anaconda around him to hold on. And he avoids the takedown.
I think he knew there was only about 2 seconds left, and he just had to avoid being brought down to the mat.
I like this Cartwright.
All right.
Just a freshman.
17-8 on the year, counting the win in our semifinal we saw earlier. And for Corden McDonald, he is a senior. Record 16-7 on the year for McDonald.
Cartwright and McDonald going forehead to forehead here. Cartwright giving up about 9 pounds to McDonald. Long range shot, didn't get it, but his second try lands. Nice job, though, by McDonald to slide the hips out to the side. Control the ankle, pick up the takedown. 3-0 lead for Corden McDonald. If McDonald wins this one, it would be the second time that Bethel Park has won back-to-back weights.
Right. So far through the five bouts, three have gone the Blackhawks' way, two to Franklin Regional.
And right now, Corden McDonald putting together a good ride against Ethan Cartwright. Am I okay?
Yeah, I was looking for a score there.
Oh, okay. Down to 23 seconds, second period. Once again, Bethel Park wrestler gets on top. Just looks really tough, trying to hit a roll through two-on-one tilt was Aiden McDonald.
Wasn't able to stick him there.
Nope. Cartwright rolls through. Down to three. And that'll do it. Choice is McDonald's. He will choose down. And we'll see if Cartwright can ride, although he's got a 3-0 hole he's got to climb out of. I think we're starting to see how Bethel Park was able to stay right with Trinity, because they're just tough.
Yeah.
Reversal try by McDonald's going to get that. Go up 5-0.
Well, you get up to this 5-0, you start thinking about potentially trying to push it to a major. You still got almost a full period left.
Well, when you think about how good McDonald has looked in this match,
right.
It's not like he's got to hold on for dear life to preserve this thing. He's trying to turn him right now. With that bar tilt.
Well, he nearly turned him with that tilt earlier.
Try it again. Cartwright just won't go. Pretty much posted on his head to keep that one from going over. Well, that fist has been up in the air almost the entire match from the Bethel Park bench. They want stalling so bad on Ethan Cartwright.
He's not doing much.
No, he's not. I mean, they have a point.
Yeah.
Now McDonald maybe trying to bring that knee towards the ear. Gives that up. We're down to 30 seconds. There's a stall on Cartwright and a point to McDonald. But it's a little late in the match to cut him and look for that major.
You could cut him and then you just need the... Oh, no. You still need two.
Keeping that bar in is McDonald. Down to six. Trying to run this thing over. Not going to get it. And it will be a 6-0 win for Corden McDonald over Ethan Cartwright. And Bethel Park now ahead 14-9. This is the WJPA Sports Network brought to you by CNX Foundation.
You can shop for pretty much anything online. Clothes, food, vacations, you name it. All without ever leaving the comfort of your couch. Finally, banking can be just that easy too. With the all-new FMB eStore, you can shop for hundreds of financial products to manage your money, all from the comfort of your couch. From clicks to bricks, we've got you covered. Experience the FMB eStore in branch, on your phone, or online at fmb-online.com.
Hunter Gels of Bethel Park taking on Henry Patz. Franklin Regional.
Had three similar bouts the last three bouts. We had the 6-0 decision for Ankeny, the 6-1 decision for Bethel Park's Higgins, and then McDonald of the Blackhawks wins 6-0 as well.
Nice shot by Gills. Just ran out of room with Henry Patz of Franklin Regional. Patz picked up a big 7-4 win over Nick Rohall of Connellsville in the semis.
It is Gills. I thought that was a T.
Oh, and landing on the hardwood was Patz, but I was just going with the PA announcer.
Yeah, you're right. I read that as a T when I was writing it off of the weigh-ins.
Nice double leg try here by Gills. Patz trying to force the head down, switching to a single, and now Patz has Gills flattened out. Gills holding on to that single leg. He can't break the grip. This looks like this might go to stalemate. Three seconds, and we're going to go scoreless to the second period.
Pat's a junior for Franklin Regional. 15, actually making 16-8 on the year with his win in the semis we saw earlier. Hunter Gells, also a junior for Bethel Park. He comes in with an even mark, coming in today with an even mark of 13-13.
Second period, Gills starts in that top position.
Still six bouts to go after this one. It's been a pretty tight match so far, but like you mentioned earlier, Bethel Park has rolled off back-to-back wins twice for their four wins.
Won four of the last five after Tyler Capusta's pin for Franklin Regional, 127, started the match. Out of bounds. Off the restart. Gills redeposits Patz to the mat. Gills getting a little wide out there to the side. Now Patz coming to his feet looking for the reversal. And they did award the reversal. It didn't look like Patz's hand ever touched the mat. Gills' hand never touched the mat. But they do give the reversal to Henry Patz. He'll start from the top position. Minute 12 remaining in the second. Boy, Jason, sure seems like we've seen a lot of this in this match, haven't we? A lot of riding.
Yes, we have. And not many big-time pinning combinations of any. I mean, we're not seeing a lot of near-fall points. We're not. You said it. We're seeing takedowns. We're seeing riding. And that's.
Well, we led off with the two big guns in back-to-back bouts with Capusta for Franklin Regional and Kernan for Bethel Park, and they kind of did their thing. It was a 6-5 score, but since then, Aiden Stout 3-0 over Calaisi, Ankeny 6-0 over Buccichelli, but right as I say that, a cradle slapped on by Henry Patz.
So much for no pinning combinations and near-fall points.
We complain about it enough, eventually something happens. Patz, I don't know if he can pin Gills from this position, though. Patz reaching back. Gills is calling for injury. He's not getting it. That's the end of the period. Three near fall. 5-0 lead for Patz. I thought Gills was calling for injury. Maybe he wasn't.
By the way, I can confirm that the winner of this match does take on the District 8 champion, which is the City League champion, and that will be Monday in the preliminary round. But I can't tell you who that opponent will be, just the District 8 champion.
Well,
Usually it's Carrick.
Right. I'm trying to even think who in the City League still has wrestling.
Yeah.
I think Brashear does. Stalling on Gills as Henry Patz tries to get Franklin Regional back on the board. Nearly ended the match with that cradle. Now shot by Gels. Been pretty deep. Pat's out to the side with less than a minute and a half to go, and Pat's good job just to free his leg, get the takedown, go up 7-0, and now Pat's has to be thinking about bonus points. Up 7-0, and he's got Gels going over, looking to kind of Turk him over. No near fall yet. Official right there. Good job by Gels to kind of stay on his hip as Pats tries to elevate with the legs. Boy, he's just inching closer is Pats to getting these near fall points.
Yeah, this would be big. That's an extra team point.
Referee warning the Franklin Regional bench to stay back. Boy, is he close. Just can't get Gels over. It's down to 25 seconds. There he's getting him. We got one.
Yeah, and he's kind of losing the leverage, I feel.
Yeah. It's hard to hold a grip that long, I would imagine. Now it's a little late to cut him. Although they never awarded, he never meant to cut him. It was sort of the optional start in the middle. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, they didn't give him the escape. Now
Pats is going to cut
him. That makes sense. You got 10 seconds to try to take him down quick.
Gets in on a single leg, does Pats, and quickly sits him to his butt.
That's two.
It's two and near fall. Didn't get enough swipes. And Henry Pats does pick up the bonus point with a 9-1 major decision. Makes the score 14-13 in favor of Bethel Park. We'll be back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
After being sidelined with a shoulder injury, 2 minutes in the box isn't so bad. Now get back out there. With AHN Sports Medicine, you're ready for what's next. Your body's rehabbed and recovered. Your legs primed to outski your defender. Your technical skills perfected. And just like that, you're back. Oh, yeah, you're back. Go next level with AHN Sports Medicine.
Ben Hartman for Franklin Regional taking on Ryan Walsh of Bethel Park, and it's Walsh with a quick takedown here at 189 pounds. A very unhappy Connellsville fan just down to our left.
Get him, boy! Get him!
2-0 lead quickly for Ryan Walsh of Bethel Park. Down to 15 seconds. Walsh trying to stick his head in the armpit, run that head lever over. As Hartman not letting them get to it. And it'll be 2-0 in favor of Ryan Walsh.
Ben Hartman, a junior for Franklin Regional. Now, how about this? He did not wrestle in the semifinals. This is his second bout of the year. 0-1 coming into today, and like I said, he did not wrestle in the semifinals, so Hartman just getting his second action of the season. Oh, and look out, he's been taken to his back.
Looking for the fall is Ryan Walsh, and he gets it in 1:09. Nice foreshadowing there from Jason Tennant.
Yep-er.
And that'll put Bethel Park ahead 20-13. We'll be back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
A little bit of controversy there, Jason, after the end of the 189-pound bout.
Seemed like Matt Levy was arguing that whose choice it was for 215 pounds. And obviously, I mean, coaches, that's a lot of strategy with who they send out and get the matchups they want. But even when I think he got shot down on what his argument was, but then he seemed to be okay with it anyways.
Right. Landon Hartman for Bethel Park, tying up with Troy McClellan of Franklin Regional here at 215 pounds. As we are down to, including this one, five bouts. It's not been a briskly moving third place match.
It has not.
Although
not like 2A was. That one flew by.
Although the fall in 109 by Ryan Walsh does help.
Troy McClellan, the senior for Franklin Regional out here. We saw him wrestle and pick up a fall in the semifinals against Cooper Lembo of Connellsville.
Right. Definitely doesn't have that massive weight advantage here, though, with Landon Hartman.
Right, and Landon Hartman, a senior for Bethel Park, 11-8 on the season.
Hartman comes in at 202. McClellan at 188. So actually it's McClellan giving up the big weight disadvantage this time. And after, I did not see where that penalty point came from. Apologies, I was looking at a weight sheet. But it's 1-0 Landon Hartman, Bethel Park. Speaking of Cooper Lembo, he's over there, and he's got a tough one with Bodie Morgan of Trinity.
Connellsville does have the lead over there, 21-16.
Just picked up a win in sudden victory at 172. Boy, this is just painful looking here for Troy McClellan as Hartman was trying to bend that arm back into onto the back. He almost hyperextended the elbow. Out of bounds. 1-0 in favor of Ryan Walsh of Bethel Park.
Franklin Regional can throw out Daugherty or Marion at heavyweight. This time, Marion wrestled 215 in the semis.
Oh, and Hartman went headhunting. Came up empty, and that allows McClellan to pick up the takedown. Two-one score. Favor of Troy McClellan. Out of their feet, Hartman going to pick up the escape, tie it up at 2-2. Oh, right along the edge. I know all wrestlers are tough, but man, the idea of landing a knee on that hardwood.
Oh, yeah.
Especially without any, neither of these guys have knee pads on. Down to 10 seconds, second period, all knotted up, 2-2. And we'll go to the third, another tight one between Franklin Regional and Bethel Park. Bethel Park right now with the largest lead of the match to this point. They're up 7. Franklin Regional's largest was 6 after Tyler Capusta got a fall to open the match. An escape and a lead for Ryan Walsh at 3-2.
Trinity regains the lead with a fall there from Morgan. 22-21.
Here's a good sign for the Hillers as Allison's back out there.
All right. I'm not sure what the situation was where he got.
Well, that was scary.
Yeah.
And the conversation we had after it happened, Allison won by major.
Right.
Over here in the third period, 3-2 lead for Troy McClellan of Franklin Regional, leading Landon Hartman of Bethel Park. But now Hartman got good front headlock working on Troy McClellan. But a nice job by McClellan to turn in on a single. Good action here in the final minute of this third period. Ooh, watch that knee. Watch that knee. And at the last second, McClellan is able to get the knee down and not only looking for a takedown, but for a cradle.
He got it. There's
and
the fall.
The fall comes in 4:25.
That was a quick one, too, once he got over.
Yeah. And that's a big win. 6 big points for Franklin Regional. They trail 20-19 going to heavyweight. We'll be back in the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Hi, I'm Scott Day from the Day Insurance Agency. Interest rates have gone up. We are currently paying 6.5% interest. What we offer is a safe, secure savings vehicle with no fees or charges, just guaranteed growth. If the stock market is making you nervous, or if you want a higher rate of return than what your local bank is paying, we need to talk. Call us at 724-228-3448. Stop by our office in Washington or Hickory for more details, or online at dayinsurance.com.
Heavyweights, Giuliano Marion of Franklin Regional, taking on Michael Gibson of Bethel Park. Marion last match wrestled 215 and picked up a fall in 131 over Chris Cook, and he's got a takedown here of Michael Gibson. Now look at this roll through tilt.
Wow.
By Marion. This is an athletic big man.
I'll say. Not too many tilts in heavyweight.
No. How much weight is he giving up? Not as big of a difference, I don't think. Michael Gibson, 245. Can you look up the year on Giuliano Marion for me?
Marion is a senior.
Okay.
Record of 28-5 on the season.
So he's kind of good.
Kind of good. Michael Gibson for Bethel Park comes into this one 10-9. He's a junior. Did not wrestle a match last year, however. 10-9 this season.
On your internet machine over there, Marion Goda, he didn't make it to Hershey, I know, but how'd he do at Whippeels?
Third. He did go to Hershey.
He did go to
Finished
Hershey.
Third.
Okay.
Second in section and third in the Whippeel.
He got a cradle slapped on, and it's a good one. And it's a fall. In 124 for Giuliano Marion. And Franklin Regional has regained the lead at 25-20. Little guys coming up on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
For over 50 years, Saris Candies has been an avid supporter of Pennsylvania wrestling. Hi, I'm Athena Saris, and over the years, we've helped thousands of groups and organizations raise money to purchase band uniforms, playground and sports equipment, and more. Call Saris Candies today to see how your group can easily earn money to support your cause. Call 1-800-255-7771. That's 1-800-255-7771. Or visit our website, sariscandies.com.
107-pounders, Titus Colangelo, Franklin Regional, Jaden Palombine. Bethel Park, nice slide-by single. Caught the ankle of Palombine, did Colangelo. Colangelo, unfortunately, was on the wrong end of a 5-2 decision against Nolan Rice of Connellsville.
Yeah.
That gave the Falcons a ticket to the championship
match. Right, that was the bout that clinched it for Connellsville.
Out of bounds they go. Back-to-back pins for Franklin Regional. Put the Panthers, taking them from a 7-point deficit to a 5-point lead with three bouts to go.
Palombine is a junior wrestling 107.
Cool.
He's 14-11 on the year. Titus Colangelo, the freshman for Franklin Regional, his record of 23-7. So Colangelo's had a pretty good year, but lost that critical bout in the last in the semifinals. I guess probably 23-8 now. I don't think these stats are updated.
Start of the second period. You know, you hesitate to compare records because you just don't know the quality of
right,
opponent
sure.
each
Absolutely.
One. But
yep.
it's surprising that Colangelo, with that kind of record,
right,
he's not struggling with Palombine. We're early, but of course you do have a junior wrestling a freshman.
Right.
Nice ride here from Palombine. As we are starting to get a little bit of separation in between the weights, between the consolation match and the championship match. With Franklin Regional up 25-20, wrestling at 107 against Bethel Park. Trinity and Connellsville back at 215. And it's the Hillers with a 1-point lead, but that's about to go to five. With a major decision by Allison. Boy, and he still doesn't look right. Oh, boy.
I wonder if he just, like, was passing out or something.
I mean, he could be. It could be a dehydration kind of thing. They're helping him off again.
Yeah. See, I don't know that it was so much an injury as it may have just been he got lightheaded and passed out or something.
Yeah, that's just. I hope he's. Yeah, they're carrying him off again. I hope he's all right.
That's interesting.
You know, could be a flu. Lord knows there's enough of that going around right
yeah.
now. Meanwhile, Jaden Palombine has looked fantastic from the top position here against Titus Colangelo. He's got the, as Jason mentioned, a 20-plus match winner flat with 14 seconds to go in the second period. Scoreless match. And a good ride out from Palombine. Now Colangelo's turn, trying to switch off to a cradle. Look out. And he nearly wrenched Palombine right over. But Palombine just sits and turns, lifts, and deposits Colangelo. Nice sequence there by Colangelo and Palombine.
Good reversal there for the first points of the bout that comes clear in this third period.
Colangelo looked like he definitely had Palombine over. He slapped that cradle on pretty easily, and Palombine just kept his head and turned it into 2 points for him. And now they'll go out of bounds. Jaden Palombine taking those big, deep breaths as Titus Colangelo comes to his feet. Dropping down on the ankle, and there's the stall call on Palombine. Minute 10 remaining. Colangelo to his feet, Palombine around the waist. No, you can't call stall, he's trying. And now he's going to put Colangelo right on his back. Swipes coming. Boy, Palombine's just, he just keeps his head. He just doesn't get right. rattled. Really impressive showing. I think he won against Trinity, too, didn't he?
I believe you're right, yeah. Oh, yeah, he did because he set up that.
Yeah, the winner take all.
Yeah.
So Palombine's going to go up 5-0 once these points are awarded. Five nothing lead, Jaden Palombine of Bethel Park. Down to 10 seconds. And it looks like the Blackhawks are going to cut this to a 2-point deficit. They are going to award, they're going to call Palombine for stalling.
Yeah, Palombine for stalling.
And I thought they were going to give a point.
They did. 5-2. Oh. They awarded a point.
They just haven't put it on the scoreboard yet.
He definitely held up. He definitely signaled one
I thought
point.
He did.
Yes, definitely.
All right. Nice win for Jaden Palombine. 5-2. Make it 25-23, Franklin Regional. We'll be back on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
This is Coach Guy Monicalva for the Washington Green County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame, here to invite you to become a member of our chapter and help celebrate the stories of these outstanding athletes, coaches, and teams. For just $10, you'll have the opportunity to vote for respected athletes, coaches, and teams of yesteryear as we recognize these sports figures for their contributions to our rich athletic tradition. We're the Washington Green County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame. Find us online or hit us up on Facebook and be a part of something exceptional.
Going to 114 pounds, Pierce Reinhardt of Bethel Park taking on Mike Ruane of Franklin Regional. Ruane received a forfeit after the match was decided with Connellsville. Approaching 40 seconds into this first period.
And two bouts to go in a very tight match here. 25-23, Franklin Regional has the current edge.
We've seen about a handful of lead changes in this one.
Ruane, a freshman, we didn't get to see him in the semis, as you mentioned, with that forfeit, but he's got a 23-7 mark coming in.
There's a lot of good freshmen on this Franklin
Regional. Pierce Reinhardt, also a freshman, his record of 11-8. Coming into today's action.
That's at least three freshmen in the lineup for Franklin Regional. That's hard to do in AAA.
Right. Well, if Franklin Regional gets a major decision,
that would make it 29-23.
That would only be six wins. So they would need to get to a technical fall to win it right here on this bout.
Okay.
Technical fall or fall for Ruane would end it.
Start of the second period, Ruane in that top position in that blue Franklin Regional singlet. Seconds into this second period, we'll go back to neutral or go back to the center. Again, a lot on the line here in this third place match. Keep your team season going with a win.
And like we said, essentially it is a trip to Hershey as well, because it would be hard to imagine the winner of this bout losing to the City League champion.
And we're not pounding on the City League.
We're not. I don't know that it's ever happened.
I was just going to say, when, if ever, has the City League beaten a WPIL third-place finisher in the team tournament?
And it's usually something like 70-6 when you see those finals come in.
Yeah, they're not close. Ruane, good ride here. With Pierce Reinhardt. Coming down to 15 seconds.
It will come down to the final bout, like we said, unless we see Ruane. At this point, I think we can take technical fall off the off the docket. At this point, unless Ruane pins Reinhardt, it will come down to the final bout.
Unless you can tilt really fast.
I don't think you're getting a tech with a scoreless bout in the third period here.
Reinhardt's turn on top. Getting a little high. Ruane possibly looking to sneak out the back door. Trying to free the boots. Is Mike Ruane of Franklin Regional. As Reinhardt able to slide back down over the hips a little bit. Boy, and this Trinity Connellsville match just got tighter.
26-24 with three bouts to go.
And now Reinhardt looking for a big half on Mike Ruane. And he's almost got it going with that power half. He's got the legs in deep. And Reinhardt, referee needs to watch that elbow. And he got one swipe, and Ruane just rolls through. Nice job by the Franklin Regional 114-pounder.
About to throw out the jinx, but we have not seen any overtime on our mat two over here.
Did we get one?
I don't know.
In double A, maybe.
I don't think.
Oh, okay.
I'll go back and look at the scores, but I don't think we had an overtime.
I thought we got one.
There maybe,
one
maybe I was looking one over there.
Oh, yeah, there's been several over on the Peters Township
right,
match.
But I don't. Matt. We have not seen one.
Well, and would you expect a 114-pound match to go 0-0 to overtime?
Well, you would not. That's more of a heavyweight kind of thing, right?
Yeah. That's even tougher heavyweight. Although a stalemate here will give Ruane a chance to maybe steal one late. And it would require Bethel Park to win by at least a tech fall at 121 if Ruane gets this escape.
Right.
Caution on green, that's Ruane. I think that's his first. Now lacing the leg is Reinhardt, but Ruane turns in and gets the escape. And here they go. A lot of smack in the head.
There's a stall.
Stall call on Ruane, not going to matter. Mike Ruane takes it 1-0, and it's 28-23 in favor of Franklin Regional. We go right down to the wire, 121 coming up next on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Fallen in love with a house? Head over heels for a home plan? Take the plunge and apply for a mortgage loan with First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County. Still feeling commitment shy? Complete a mortgage pre-qualification. It's simple, 100% online, and you'll get a personalized answer within one business day. Apply anytime online at ffgc.bank. First Federal Savings and Loan Association of Greene County. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 458-729.
Here we go. It's simple. Colton Fisher needs a tech or a pin to keep Bethel Park alive here against Franklin Regional's Sal Nassif.
A tech would bring you into a tie, but right, they would have their seventh bout victory. So,
okay.
Unless there's any team point deductions, which we've not seen anything like that. So a technical fall would seal it, but anything less for Bethel Park would end their season.
Shot in by Fisher. Does get the takedown. The problem with these, not a problem, but the thing with these shortened first periods, when you need a tech or you need a pin,
that's
not
especially
a whole lot you can do.
Especially a tech, that's right.
Unless you're Tyler Capusta, who got a fall in 37 seconds.
Now, Nassif was pinned in the semis.
Okay.
That we saw Zach Franks pinned him in 2 minutes and 42 seconds.
So that should give Colton Fisher some confidence if he is aware of that. Start of the second period, Fisher's going to choose down. And again, you need at least a tech. So let's see if he can get out quickly. Does come to his feet and does get out. 3-0 lead for Colton Fisher. Now shot by Ruane. Fisher's going to come around, get the takedown, go up 5-0.
So both these guys are freshmen and both hovering right around 500. Nassif 12-12 coming in today, and Fisher 9-7.
Fisher's got the roll through tilt. And
what he needs.
Oh, got it to 4, I think. So just 2 near fall with that move. And he does go up 7-0.
Yeah, but he's still in position to turn him again potentially, and if he could just keep doing that.
Well, we'll know him. I wonder
here
if
here he goes. Nope.
Reloads it. And Ruane.
Took it too far.
Yep. But he's trying to bring it back over. 58 seconds in this second period. Bethel Park screaming for stalling as Ruane comes to his knees. There's a stall on Ruane.
It might be time to start forgetting about the tilt and just going for the fall.
Or cut him. Yeah, he's going for it
again.
Tough
to pin out of a tilt. I mean, tilt is great for trying to get technical fall.
Right. There's a second stall call on Ruane. Going to make it 8-0. But again, the major does nothing for Bethel Park. 10 seconds. Colton Fisher. 6 seconds. He's going to take this 8-point lead to the third period.
Well, I think you got to be looking to pin now.
It's going to be Ruane's choice, and I'm not surprised he's taken down. Fisher should just let him up. And that's what he's going to do. I like it when they make it seem like I know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Oh, Mickey Horn just got pinned.
That's a big win for Connellsville.
That is huge.
So here we go from their feet. Oh, and Ruane looking for a shot.
You mean Nassif.
Nassif, pardon me. Sal Nassif. Now looking for the trip is Nassif. This one's got to think it's going to go stalemate here soon. Action continues. And the longer this goes, the better it is for Franklin Regional. And this is not where Fisher wants to be. As Sal Nassif. And now Nassif a chance to maybe turn in. If he can drive forward, maybe able to pick up 2 here.
And Nassif don't have to do much here. I mean, he just has to not get pinned at this point.
Yeah, he's off the table now.
Right. You just have to not get pinned if you're Sal Nassif.
Let's see what kind of throw Fisher has. As the fists go back up from Bethel Park, wanting stalling on the seat. Now a double leg shot, switching off to a single, is Fisher. And going to pick up the takedown, go up 10-1. But now can he turn him into a pinning combination from here? Down to 28 seconds, and immediately the stall call has come up from Bethel Park. Nassif was barely on his belly, and Bethel Park was calling for stalling. Stall, another point, 11-1, not going to matter. Franklin Regional coaches doing all they can to keep their wrestlers in their seats. And Sal Nassif's going to drop it 11-1, but it's enough for Franklin Regional to take the match 28-27. We'll be back to run things down and give you an outstanding wrestler as Franklin Regional is going to the PIAA team tournament with a 28-27 victory over Bethel Park. This is the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Become one of tomorrow's leaders today at Washington and Jefferson College. Visit WNJ to learn about our scholarships, leadership, and professional readiness opportunities. Talk with professors, coaches, and students. Schedule your campus visit today, in person or online, to explore all we have to offer. WNJ, your future, founded here. Visit washjeff.edu/visit to learn more. That's washjeff.edu/visit.
My Dream Field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
In sports and in life, accidents happen, and sometimes people get hurt. The doctors at Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation specialize in orthopedic surgery, joint replacement, foot and ankle reconstruction, hand and upper extremity surgery, sports medicine and rehabilitation, and game time medical services, with main offices near Consol Energy Park and offices in Waynesburg, Charleroi, McMurray, and on Vanadium Road near St. Clair Hospital. You can count on Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation.
Frank from Washington Financial Bank here. I may be stuck in the 70s, but did you know you can manage your moolah right from your computer or device with Washington Financial Bank's app? You can deposit, transfer, and even pay your bills from the convenience of home. So much for apps being just fondue and pigs in a blanket. Bank with Frank and see how far community banking has come at Washington Financial Bank.
Bank with Frank and see how far community banking has come at Washington Financial Bank. Washington Financial Bank, member FDIC.
This event, the broadcast rights to it, are the sole and exclusive property of the WPIAL. This broadcast is intended exclusively for the benefit of our listening audience, and any use, rebroadcast, or distribution of this event without the expressed written consent of the WPIAL and WJPA Radio is strictly prohibited. The announcers are chosen and paid by WJPA Radio. All rights reserved. Copyright 2024. Franklin Regional moves on to the state tournament with their victory here in the consolation match. Here's how it went. 127 pounds. It was Tyler Capusta with a fall in 37 seconds over Seth Miller to get the Panthers out on the right foot. Bethel Park would answer with a technical fall for Mason Kernan, 19-4 and 3:47 over Chase Smith. Bethel Park's Aiden Stout picked up a 3-0 decision over Dom Kalazy at 139 pounds to make the score 8-6, Bethel Park's first lead. Franklin Regional regained the lead, though, with a 6-0 decision for Luke Ankney over Ian Buscelli. And then at 152, Bethel Park regained the lead with a 6-1 decision for Ethan Higgins over Cohen Bucciacone. At 160 pounds, a 6-0 decision for Corden McDonald of Bethel Park made the score 14-9 when he decisioned Ethan Cartwright. Franklin Regional with a 9-1 decision for Henry Patz over Hunter Gels. That's at 172, and that cut the lead from Bethel Park back to 14-3. Moving on to 189, it was Ryan Walsh of Bethel Park with a fall in 109 over Ben Hartman to give the Blackhawks a 7-point lead at 20-13. And then back-to-back falls for Franklin Regional regained the Panthers the lead. A fall for Troy McClellan in 425 over Landon Hartman, and a fall in 124 for Giuliano Marion over Michael Gibson. Made the turn to 107. Bethel Park got a win, a 5-2 decision for Jaden Palombine over Titus Colangelo. Made it 25-23 in favor of Franklin Regional. Two bouts to go. Mike Ruane, a last-second escape, gave him a 1-0 decision over Pierce Reinhardt at 114 pounds, and that gave Franklin Regional a 5-point lead with one bout to go. Colton Fisher for Bethel Park would win by major decision 11-1 at 121, but that over Sal Nassif, but that only brought Bethel Park to within a point of Franklin Regional in the final score 28-27 in favor of the Panthers. It's time to recognize our outstanding wrestler, brought to you by Washington County College Center, operated by the Community College of Beaver County.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
And our outstanding wrestler for this one, I think it's a pretty easy decision, honestly, with the, you know, the crucial moment that it was for Mike Ruane. He's going to be our outstanding wrestler, Ruane, in the second-to-last bout. You know, it was coming down where we thought we might see overtime. Ruane gets that late escape to get that decision to then take a five-point lead, and they would need all five of those points because – with the major decision that came from Colton Fisher, you know, that's just edging by 1 point, and Mike Ruane is our outstanding wrestler.
And, Jason, let me give a quick honorable mention to Chase Smith of Franklin Regional. He lost by tech fall to Mason Kernan, Bethel Park's best wrestler. He gives up the fall. We may end up in those tiebreaker.
That's a good point as well. That's a good point as well. Of course, the seven bouts won right. Went to Bethel Park, I think, right? Yeah. So, yeah, that's a critical moment as well. Just that 1 point that may have been saved, you know, early on in the bout. You never know where those points are going to add up. But great match here from these two, and now we do see Franklin Regional move on to the state tournament. Again, they will wrestle the City League champion on Monday for the right to go to Hershey. And I believe
We have it locked up
by Connellsville, the Doug Piao champion now as well. With that win at 114 pounds, Connellsville has locked up a WPIAL title. So Connellsville will be 1, Trinity 2, and Franklin Regional 3 in the Doug Piao as those three teams move on to the state tournament.
In fact, I think that's going to
do it.
Forfeit will be 30. So a couple of one-point finals in these two matches.
28-27 and 33-32. Those are your finals. And like I mentioned, those three teams will be heading on to the state tournament to start on Monday for Franklin Regional, starting on Thursday for both Connellsville and Trinity. And, of course, Franklin Regional will have to beat the City League champion to head on to Chocolate Town themselves on Thursday. That's going to do it for us. We thank you for joining us all day long here on WJPA.com and audio on the NFHS Sports Network. We thank you for joining us here today. One final time, your score here. Franklin Regional advances to the PIAA tournament with a 28-27 win over Bethel Park. This broadcast on the WJPA Sports Network has been presented by the Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County. By Day Insurance Agency on East Maiden Street, Washington, on Main Street Hickory, online, dayinsurance.com. By Saris Candy, supporting Pennsylvania Wrestling for over 50 years. By Washington Green County Chapter, Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame, celebrating our region's rich athletic tradition. By First Federal Savings and Loan of Green County, people you know, people you can trust. By Washington and Jefferson College, where changemakers get their start. Log on, washjeff.edu. By CNX Dreamfields, making your dream field come true. By Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation and Advanced Surgical Hospital. And by Washington Financial Bank. Download the app and bank like Frank at washfin.bank. That'll do it here from AHN Arena in Peters Township. Final score, Franklin Regional 28, Bethel Park 27. For Bobby Fox, I'm Jason Tennant saying so long. This has been a presentation of the WJPA Sports Network.